Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up on News for the Soul, it's time for a light insight with Allie Sweeney, one of our new hosts and shows on the network. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself and her show, and then what's up for today. Allie, welcome back.
Thanks, Nicole. I'm so excited to be here. It's really been a lot of fun for me to be a part of News for the Soul Radio. As you said, my name is Allie Sweeney. I'm a clairvoyant energy healer and meditation guide, and I work in energy. Right? And in my world, the universe is energy in all different forms. And sometimes that's a something in our life, like a chair or a plant. And sometimes it's our bodies, but sometimes it's far more subtle, like our thoughts and our emotions. And some energy tends to stick in our bodies and in our spaces. And the energy that tends to stick is energy like fear, frustration, or sadness. And some energy tends to flow, like peace and love and joy. And my work is in noticing what energy we carry and allow, right? And how that's affecting our lives. And I believe that we create our lives from the inside out with the energy that we carry. So, and I use a meditative space within me to see images through clairvoyance, right? I see images. And these are just energy too. Information for me to relate to you. When I schedule a reading with a new client, I ask them to complete some homework and think about some questions that they'd like me to look at during the reading. And one of the most common questions, things that people want me to look at in a reading, is career energy. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Career energy and sort of investigating how the energy in our lives and our thoughts and our beliefs affect that career space. So we spend a lot of our time in a career. And yes, sometimes careers can be as broad as, you know, any role you play in our lives. But typically, when I'm talking to people about careers, I'm talking about the thing that they do that makes money, right? The one exception, there may be more, but the one exception I have for this is stay-at-home parents. You don't make any money, but it isn't a hobby, and it's definitely a full-time job. And there could be all kinds of energy affecting your career space. Beliefs about money, working hard, doubt, fear of failure. Those are just a couple of the pretty common ones I see with my clients. And my truth is, no matter what you do for a career, the more you get to be you in your work, the more you're going to enjoy that career. So let's start with a short meditation to help you notice for yourself what energy might be in your career space. And today, if you want me to take a look at the energy that I see in your career space from that clairvoyant space, call into the show. The number is 646-595-4274. But first, let's see if you can let yourself play and imagine with me. So when you are ready, I invite you to close your eyes. If you're not in a place where you can close your eyes, that's okay. You can still play along. Let your body settle into wherever you are and take a big, deep breath. And just start by noticing your body today. What does it feel like to be you? Are there areas of pain or tightness? And just see if you can bring a sense of gratitude for this body carrying you through this life. And the first tool I want to work with today is called a grounding cord. I started teaching meditation because of grounding cords. I thought, wow, if everyone walked around grounded, what a different place this would be. So I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's really simple, yet highly effective tool to manage your energy and feel grounded, less reactive, more present in your space. So start by becoming aware of your spine and all the vertebrae in your back. And notice your tailbone right at the very base of your spine. And I just want you to let you see if you can let yourself imagine and play along that there's a colored beam of light that comes from your tailbone. And it goes through whatever you're sitting on, through the layers of the earth, to the very center of the earth. And let it connect there. Right? So you have this connection from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. And it's an invitation to let go of any energy that you might be carrying that you no longer need. Any stress or worry or fear, frustration. See if you can imagine where it is in your body and imagine it leaving through that colored beam of light, traveling all the way to the center of the earth. Give yourself another deep breath and let your grounding cord continue to work for you. Bring your attention to the center of your head, right behind your eyes, between your ears, your sixth chakra energy center. You don't have to know anything about chakras to work with them. Just play with the idea of placing your attention there. And then imagine in front of you a bubble. And let this bubble represent your career space. And just let yourself imagine what you see there. What's in the bubble? Maybe it's some pretty colors. Maybe it's dark or foggy. And see if you can notice what is there in terms of vibrations or energy, right? Just let yourself play with the idea that you can see the energy in this space, like fear or pressure, maybe obligation or joy, money, whatever it is, let yourself notice it. Try to name it. This is just some information for you, right? And then, because we've been releasing some energy through that grounding cord, it's always important to fill back in. So this is the next energy tool. It's called a golden sun. So imagine that there's a big golden ball above your head and it's filled with your light. Write a vibration for what you would like more of in your life. Maybe it's prosperity or abundance or joy or love. Pick one of those and write that word on the outside of that golden sun. Become that vibration. And then imagine letting that light fill you from head to toe. Right? So form a hole in the bottom of that sun. Let the light pour into the top of your head. Let it flow into your shoulders, your arms, all the way to your fingertips. Notice what it feels like as it fills your chest and your torso, filling all of your cells, all the spaces in between the cells, through your hips, your legs, your knees, your ankles, and your toes. Take another deep breath, noticing your body in this moment. And when you're ready, if you want to, you can open your eyes. I'm going to describe some of the more common beliefs and energy I see in career spaces when I work with my clients. And I'd love for you to listen deeply to your body, to your response as I'm talking. Do you get uncomfortable? Is there some rise in you, some fire? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Notice what comes up for you. This is also information for you. Maybe something to take a look at in another meditation or talk over with a trusted friend or a trusted psychic. And again, if you'd like me to look at the energy in your career space, please call in. The number is 646-595-4274. And I'll take a look and I'll tell you what I see. Okay. So when we talk about career space, the first thing we have to talk about is money. And will you have enough of it, right? Money provides choice. It's a construct of our human form, right? It's part of the agreement of being a part of Earth. And in general, money is not about life or death, but rather the choices available to you in this life. When we talk about money, we've got to talk about worth. If you believe you are not worth anything, well, it's going to be hard to receive lots of money because you're out there saying, I'm not worth it. I'm here to remind you, you are valuable beyond measure. So if there's any part of you considering that you are less than or don't deserve a lot of money, or maybe you're conditioned to give more than you receive, consider you are valuable just as you are. You are needed and unique and an integral part of this entire universe. You are worth it. And I invite you to be willing to receive all that the universe has to offer, because it is an infinite source. It's all there is. And in my truth, there is more than enough for you and for everyone. I also believe that for you to have more, I do not need to have less. There isn't a fixed amount of pie that we all have to divide. What if we allowed for the possibility of infinite abundance? Would we be able to receive more money in our lives? Money can be a very sticky energy. So check in on that body. What is it telling you? You could send anything you don't need down that grounding cord we started with. After money, we have to address beliefs about hard work. How hard do you have to work for money, for these choices in your life? Sometimes we bring energy from our past lives, lives we've had before this one, and we bring beliefs like we have to work really hard for money, or money doesn't come easily, it doesn't grow on trees, or money is scarce. And if you think back over the history of humans on Earth, we did have to survive in a very different way than we do now. Work in a past life may have been backbreaking, and you were successful at that in that life. It worked for you. So maybe you brought that idea forward into this life. But in present time, in this life, Is backbreaking work what brings you joy? For some people, the answer will still be yes. Some people truly enjoy hard work. They love the feel of it. But for you, I want you to consider your current time reality and question whether backbreaking work needs to be a part of your career. Especially if you have a career at a computer, like computer programming or something. How does the idea of hard work play into your career? Is there something wrong with you if you don't work hard for your money? You could try a different belief on, like, money flows easily to me. I'm willing to receive at my divine worth and value. Family beliefs here are really common, especially if you come from a family of hard workers. The family value may be around a hardworking career. So you might even notice who may have taught you this belief. Let's move on to the fear of failure. I know, from hard work to the fear of failure. But fear of failure really holds a lot of people back from accessing their power in this life. I get it. It can be scary to stretch yourself. When I tell people I'm a psychic, and I absolutely love being a psychic, I'm scared of what they will think. Right? And that held me in a different place for a long time. All of the what ifs can keep you stuck or worse, feeling trapped. What if I can't make enough money? What if it isn't what I'm supposed to be doing? What if I can't do it? Maybe check in on your fear of your own power in addition to your fear of failure. Someone once gave me this mug and it says, "What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Would you be doing something different in your career if you knew you could not fail? What would you choose your career to be? Can you imagine a vision of that career as wildly successful? And if not, is fear holding you back? Can you change your what if to something you do want? What if I was incredibly successful? What if I had more money than I needed? What if I went to work every day with a smile on my face?" Consider that fear may be limiting you in your career and in your ability to create a new career. And there are all kinds of career choices. And choice is important. It is your choice. But, you know, let's be real. Sometimes there's a lot of supposed to energy around careers. Think about that. What you are supposed to be doing is loving this life you create. You get to have it all. If there are shoulds in your life that have you feeling trapped or resentful, consider who is shoulding all over you. Are they self-imposed ideas or ideas you picked up from somewhere else? If you are in a career that was picked for you, something that someone else decided you should do, that's important to notice. What is your choice? You decide how you show up. So if this career is your choice, let it be your choice, right? Find the freedom in it so you don't have to have the freedom from it. It'll help with that feeling of being trapped in someone else's idea. If your current career is not your choice, what matters to you most? What is the highest good here? And what's even better than that? Imagine that. You don't have to know how you will get there in this moment. You get to trust that it will happen. And whatever your career, you still get to be whoever you are. Really, there isn't another choice there. Of course, you can continue to strive to be the best version of yourself, but your career doesn't make you, right? You make your career. You get to be you in this life, and you are so much more than your career. You are love and joy and light. You're amazing. Let that self shine in, whatever it is you do as a career. So those are just some thoughts to get us started. I have lots of other stories for you, but I thought I'd check in with Nicole and see if there's any callers on the line or invite you to call in. The number is 646-595-4274.
Okay, well, we have a couple of callers ready to go. So first up, you're going to be 01s, area code 347, you're in the wings. So let's bring on the first caller. Owens, you're now live with Ellie on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Kiana from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Kiana.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank
you.
What do you see for me? Anything good?
Ah, well, let's see. To just start, let me find you energetically, Kiana. So would you just say your first name three times?
Okay. Kiana, Kiana, Kiana.
All right. I got you. So, and as I'm looking at your career space, I see a lot of energy around indecision. So that's like the energy that's on the outside of the space. And so it could be really hard not in having all that indecision to know which way you want to go.
Yeah.
So would it be okay with you if I help pull out some of that indecision for you, just so you might be able to see that space a little bit more clearly?
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Okay, awesome. Sure, I'm just doing that. Oh, and I see within you a desire to please.
Yes,
that it's kind of
true.
Like this, it's kind of like this belief that if you just do the right thing, if you're just the right way, then the career that makes you happy will come. And so I just bring awareness to that, is that you get to be the one who's happy, right? I see lots of people who, or lots of energy, I should say, that pulls on you. So I would call it demand energy. So lots of other people or young ones or something in your life that really takes a lot of your attention. So that's another spot to be aware of, is that you get to put some attention on yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do you see me having any more kids?
Oh, how many do you have?
I just have one. I have a son. He's 4.
For.
Yeah.
Well, so I can tell you what I see in this moment.
Okay.
Right? Because I don't want to tell you about your future because it's yet to happen, right? So
okay.
I see within you that you'd like to be a mom again. So that desire is there. I don't know if the circumstances of your life at the current moment have that option, but it certainly looks like a desire that is within you. Tell me, is it something that you want, or would this be an energy that it would help if I helped release it?
That I don't really know right now. I'm going to say no, maybe later on, in life.
Yeah. So So let's give you some space from that, okay? Because sometimes it can feel all-consuming, especially if there's other people in your life who want to have another baby. And so let me just, if it's okay with you, I'll just give you a little bit of space so that you can see other options for you. Looks like you're a really sweet mama. That's one lucky, lucky boy. All right. And it is one of the most challenging yet rewarding jobs. So be really gentle with yourself in that mom career space.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, Kiana, thanks for being my first caller.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. 347, you're next. 519, you're in the wings. 347, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Deanna calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, is it Deanna? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Deanna with a D.
Okay. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you called in. Would you say your full name, would you say your first name three times for me? That way I can just find you a little bit easier in all the ethers.
Sure. Deanna, Deanna, Deanna.
Thanks, Deanna. I know it sounds silly, but it really helps me find you.
Of course. No,
okay.
It makes sense.
So do you want me to look at your career space, or was there something that you noticed that you want me to look at specifically?
The career space would be great. I was so happy that you were starting your talk with that, because that's exactly what's been on my mind.
I love it. Yay. Universe conspiring for us.
That's it.
Okay. So let me take a look at your career space. What I see on top is like a pressure. So there's a pressure here that you should know what you're doing, that you should know sort of what's next and what's about to happen. It looks sort of like, it makes it look like a boiling pot, you know, like when the pressure's like building. So my suggestion would be is that if you're okay with it, that it'd help release that pressure off. It doesn't look to me as if it's all your energy. The pressure, you definitely have some perfection stuff going, but all of this pressure doesn't look like yours. So is that okay?
Yeah, you really called that out so perfectly. I do struggle with that, not wanting to get it wrong. And then also you're right about the pressure not just coming from me. It's also my partner. So you're really problem. And yes, I'm very open to healing, removing. I'm very open to it. So thank you.
Okay, awesome. Let me just see if I can pull that pressure. So I see it also not in your career space, but it sort of comes right into your third chakra. And so your third chakra is where you do a lot of work out of. So it makes sense that it would be in that chakra, but I'll give you some more space there as well. Okay. So I'm just looking at, it looks to me in your actual career space without that pressure that you have a lot of options. Are you aware of them, or are they still coming to fruition?
I'm showing me at least three or four
different options.
Wow, that's good news. I'm applying for work now, so I'm hoping that things open up. And I really feel it in my heart that it will, and I am going to have choices instead of just, like, settling on things. But, yeah, that's where I am now. I recently left a job that was just really unfulfilling and just wasn't a good match for me, and that was really difficult because normally I want to wait to have something to fall back on, but I just had to go because it was really draining me. So I'm currently searching, and, you know, obviously my partner's been great and she's supporting and understanding, but we have bills and I could feel the pressure a little bit to speed it up. I just don't want to go back into a situation where I'm settling again. And then it's just going to lead to like more delays anyway, since, you know, I settled on this and I'm back in the same place anyway. So it's kind of like, I want to do it the right way and not feel really forced to just make a quick decision.
Yeah. So you look like you're in a healthy space. So that break looks like it really helped you sort of be grounded in a different way, where you can kind of see options and read people a little bit more than maybe you trusted yourself to do before. So that looks like a good place to be able to make the decisions from. So trust will be a very valuable vibration for you, because you the last situation looks like it shook the trust in yourself a bit, so just consider just sort of even like meditating on trust or something, just to sort of build that back within you. And I do see several options for you on the horizon, and it looks to me as if you are quite interested in one of them.
Okay, so great.
Yeah, that's positive.
Yeah,
awesome.
thank you
so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's fun to take a look.
So spot on, and even when you were talking about the trust in myself, and I'm glad that you saw that it's healthier now and that I can have that trust, because I really feel that. I feel like I learn how to read people. I learn how to really like trust the intuition that I felt all along. So I feel like I'm in a much better place. Like I have the tools now and I can really feel it and trust that gut feeling. So thank you for affirming that.
Yeah, no, you absolutely use those words, read people. You told me to say that very specifically.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah, my pleasure.
Take care.
Thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. You can always call back in. Let's go to 519. 519, you're on live with Allie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Allie. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Canada.
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer from Canada. Welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you here. Say your first name for me 3 times.
Jennifer, Jennifer, Jennifer.
I love it, Jennifer. Okay. All right. So do you want me to take a look at your career space, or is there something that you notice that you specifically want me to look at?
Career space, please.
Yeah. All right. So let me take a look. So just like in the meditation where I started, I see people's career spaces as these bubbles, and your career space bubble has this like spear pointing at it. like it's almost like poking into it. It hasn't broken the bubble, but it's got pressure on it, but it doesn't, I don't think it's necessarily about pressure, but some sort of, I mean, it looks like a really uncomfortable aspect here. Are you aware of what this is, or is it a belief that's just sort of pinning your career space? That would be.
I think it's a belief that's in my career space. But you know, it could be a serious, like physically, I've actually felt like there's a spear going through my back because of the ergonomics of my job and my workspace. So it could be literal or
okay. So metaphor, but also literal.
Yeah.
Okay. So the energy around this fear is that it's like holding like it's pinned, right? Like there's only so much that it could move, right? Without it being really painful. So that suggests to me that there's not a lot of room for growth, but there's also not a lot of room for you to just be big. So,
right.
You know, just to be you.
Right.
And that's tough. So see what I can do, if it's okay with you, to remove this fear thing, and see if there's a connection. You show me that there's more of a connection within your hips, that there's something maybe that starts in your hips that then creates the spot in your back. So let me see what I can do to release that around your hips as well. Okay. And yeah, I see other energy related to this fear. It's like a pattern or a sort of something that happens in your career space that you might not like consciously choose. Like it's more like autopilot kind of thing. I get the sense that it's like a supposed to energy, like something you're supposed to be doing. Is your work something that you chose, or is it something that you were sort of told that you should do?
It basically chose me. So.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Well, it's as if you're stuck here. That's what this energy says, is like, you have to stay. So I believe in free will. I don't think anybody has to, you know, do anything, right? I believe it's your choice. So is it okay if we clear some of that has to energy?
Yeah, we clear, like, just not in particular for this one, because all of my career history, just the most random things happen, and it's like I have this weird, you know, those covers that people put on dinner to keep it warm for room service.
Yeah.
It's like I have that over top of me at all of my jobs. So it's like I can never, even though like the jobs have been okay, it's like there's always been something keeping me back from everything.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to describe in saying, like, you can't really be you. You can't be big. Like, if you can imagine being confined under the cover, that's what this fear energy is doing. It's holding you small, holding you in place. So let me just get rid of that. So I think that's some of the belief set that you should be smaller than you are. So it looks to me like you have a very fun, big personality that hasn't always been appreciated for what you bring. And so, right, somewhere along the line, it looks like in childhood, you learned that it's better for you to just be smaller, to not take up all of that space. But that isn't true. Right. That's just, unfortunately, you know, part of whoever it was that taught you that. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but that looks to me as if that's a lot of where that idea stems from. And I don't get the sense that it's just in your career space. I think you might notice it in other places as well, maybe in relationships and that kind of thing, when you start to really look at that pattern. So I see it all coming from this fear thing. Let me just release that. And one thing that looks like you have an opportunity to do is to really give yourself permission to sort of catch yourself when you feel like you should be small, and really give yourself permission to laugh out loud. Right? Like, to be big. It just looks like you have a lot of joy to share with the world. And so I want to encourage you to do that.
Yay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I feel like the female version of Jim Carrey. And they had problems with him.
I love
in
it.
School. Because in school, he always wanted to be funny. So at the end of class, he would get 10 minutes to do stand-up at the end of class or the end of the school day if he behaved.
Yeah, right.
At the end of the day, he had an outlet. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, seek out those opportunities that really let you be big and really shine. It looks like you have a few friends that really get you. So they could really support you in that way. I don't know if it's stand-up, but you'll figure out what it is.
Yeah. So the knife's gone?
What's that?
The knife, the sword in my back is gone?
A lot of the pain in that area is releasing. Yeah, there's definitely some muscles there that are used to being really tight and held. So it might take a little bit longer for them to release, or you might do some extra self-care, whatever it is you do to get those muscles to release, to get them to let go and like remind them that they can now that it's not holding in place. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate
it was a pleasure.
You. Yeah, great. Call in again.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in. To all ones and other all ones, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Oh, just listening. Okay, I'll put you back.
Wonderful. Hey, Nicole, I can jump back into the show, too. Or are there more callers?
No, I'm just looking. I'll keep monitoring the board. I'm just going to refresh it. It's going a little bit wonky right now. And you've got about 13 minutes to the top, just so you know where you're at. And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. It was really my pleasure to take a look at everybody. So I really am grateful to get to be a part of life like this. And it makes me giggle a little bit because I started my career as an engineer. So I was young and I was good at math and science, and people said, oh, you could be an engineer. And so I really didn't know myself very well. And I'm now 45 and I'm still learning a lot about myself. But I thought, okay, I'll be an engineer, right? And so I got a degree in engineering. I worked as an engineer. Successful. I had a great job. I traveled all over the place. It was, you know, very corporate world. And I spent close to 10 years of my life learning to be and being an engineer because that was what I was supposed to do, right? I did not consider if engineering would make my heart sing. I did not consider if this work aligned with my deeply held beliefs and values in helping others, right? Being part of something bigger than myself or fun, right? So I still get a good giant giggle that I chose in this lifetime to be an engineer, and now I'm sitting here as a psychic. And it was quite a bit of time before I was brave enough to do something that matters to me, right? I am obviously no longer an engineer. I've renounced my engineering. That's what my partner says. And there was once a time that was the only path I could see. And now I can't even imagine my life on that path. And let me see. There's another thing that comes up a lot is waiting. Sometimes you just are not ready yet to start the next best thing for you. Some spiritual teachers call this the liminal space. Liminal means transitional or a transformative space. It's a place where we're waiting and allowing and trusting. It's derived from a word for threshold. I like to think of it as a space in between. And it doesn't have to be torturous, right? Waiting. It can be quite pleasant. Sometimes our world tells us we should always know where we're going and be headed there immediately. So if you find yourself in a liminal space, consider allowing the time and space for the transformation. For me, this was about 8 years. You don't have to spend 8 years doing it. But for me, this was about 8 years that I spent in a career running a nonprofit. It was after I was an engineer. I knew I didn't want to be an engineer. I was investigating hazardous waste. I was cleaning up all of these problems. And for me, at that point, I knew that I wanted to be a part of the solution. I wanted to be a part of something before it became a problem, so we didn't have so many problems. And so I landed on work in environmental education. At that point in my life, the environment was the only spiritual connection that I had. For me, the nature and the natural world was just this place of respite and wisdom and feeling amazing. And the education part of it really helped. What I did was help people understand that they're part of the world around them, right? That the environment is where they live and that their actions have implications. And so I loved this job. And it provided me the time to really connect to me, right? To move out of this place of being an engineer and really to connect to me and to feel my power and to gain my strength. And it's also the place that allowed me to choose to become a mother and to transform my career space in that way as well. And the universe conspired for me once again. When I was worn out by all the neediness of mothering two very young children, I found myself at a retirement party, eavesdropping on the conversation happening next to me. I know, eavesdropping. But for real, this is how it went down. And this is how I have overheard a conversation about energy healing and intuitive coaching. I butted right into that conversation. And I introduced myself, and a woman gave me her card. And her name was Colleen Miller, and she called herself an intuitive coach. I ended up making an appointment with her. It took me a long time to make that decision, but I loved working with her insights. And somewhere along the line, she suggested I go to psychic school. I know, there really are psychic schools. And you don't just train as an engineer and end up as a psychic. You have to go to psychic school. So I went to classes with the Interconnection Institute. And that's the basis of the career story of how I am here today. I needed that liminal space. It can be hard resisting the idea that you should know. But I'm here to tell you, you don't always have to know. That's okay, too. Michelle Obama has this great quote in her book, Becoming, which if you haven't read Becoming, it's amazing. So check it out. But anyway, she said, for me, becoming isn't about arriving somewhere or achieving a certain aim. I see it instead as forward motion, a means of evolving, a way to reach continuously toward a better self. The journey doesn't end. I really love that. And I think it just gives you permission to keep going on this path, right? This wise someone who once said, right, you're always on your path. You can't be off of it. It's your path. I don't know. It's getting to be time where I really do have to close out the show. And so I think what I want to leave you with on this idea about careers is that we are not what we do. Our careers don't have to define the whole of us. We can bring the whole of us into how we choose to show up in our lives. So even if your career isn't exactly what you want right in this moment, you choose how you show up. Our career is just one aspect of our lives. I'm not suggesting that if you hate your job right now that you pretend to enjoy it. Right? That is not what I'm suggesting. My hope is that you can come to accept what it is for you. Maybe it's a paycheck. Maybe it's rent. Maybe it's food. All of the choices that money and a career provide you. So what can you accept about your career situation that you find yourself in, right? Acceptance says, yeah, this is hard. This isn't exactly what I want to be doing right now, but I can do this. And how you choose to show up every day and where you place your energy really matters, regardless of what you are showing up to do. So careers can be all-consuming. So I have to offer self-care here. You are not your work. You also get to take care of you, even if your work is something you love to do. I hope to never retire from this work as a clairvoyant energy healer. I absolutely love it. But I still need a break from it. So let me tell you a little bit more about my work. Certainly with the calls today, you got a little idea of what it's like. And I'm wondering how many of you out there have made an appointment with an intuitive or a psychic or an energy healer. I know that it was tricky for me to make that first call. I just felt nervous or something. So I'd ask you to consider what's holding you back. And I'd like to take a few minutes at the end of each show to let you know a little bit more about it. So the people that I work with, my clients often feel stuck. They're not quite like themselves or indecisive. There might be doubt or fear or some other pattern at play. And I love this work because it's fascinating. No two readings are ever the same. And I never know what I'm going to say. During a reading, I see things. And most of the time, I see images. I see energy. And they come with a knowingness about what the image means or some information for you. It's as if I get to see the you, right? The real you. It's like my highest self to your highest self. And for me, as I was talking about, the soul is a part of me that lights up when I'm walking in nature or when I hear my child pull out belly giggle, right? And I'm sure you've had a feeling at some point in your life that feels full or tingly or like pure joy or bliss. And that's the you, the real you, the spirit you. And sometimes we are so busy, we forget to access this real you. Sometimes we've been so busy for so long that we forget what that feels like, what that sounds like. And that's where a psychic can help you. We can provide that access to you. As a psychic, I get to access the real me and the real you. And I live in the wonder and the awe of this ability to return people to themselves. I find it really empowering. So, and I get to do it all without judgment. I won't tell you what to do. I won't tell you what you should do, right? I'm not going to be one of those shoulders in your life. But I'll see you right where you are and communicate to you something maybe that you kind of already knew but maybe just couldn't put your finger on. And I offer a free 15-minute reading to anyone considering giving it a try, just to make sure money isn't the reason for your hesitation. So, and it works just like on the radio. We actually just talk on the phone, little different than the radio, but it works over the phone. Isn't that the coolest thing? So you can be in a different country or across the country from me. I have suggested fees for phone readings are $125 for an hour or $65 for a half hour. And I ask you to pay what you can. A sliding scale is available. If you have financial need, or if you identify as Black, Indigenous, or a person of color, no one will be turned away for a lack of ability to pay. So when you work with a sliding scale donation system, it gets a little tricky offering discounts, but I'd love to encourage you to take a step and just make an appointment. So if you mention News for the Soul Radio and making an appointment, I'm happy to give you a half-hour reading completely free. So I also guide meditation classes if you'd like what you started with today. I teach every Tuesday and Thursday. You can check that out on my website at alightinsight.com, A Light Insight. And I'll be back here with News for the Soul every second Wednesday at noon Mountain Time. So I'll be here next on April 14th at noon Mountain or 11 a.m. Pacific. So mark your calendar now for April 14th. And please know that I am so grateful for your time and attention. They are precious resources on our journey of light. Your presence helps me shine my light even brighter. Many thanks for who you are in this world. Bye for now, and have an amazing day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.